You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. Gun sales have skyrocketed across the country since the start of the pandemic, and some would argue this is a public health crisis in itself. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with Dr. Garen Wintemute, an emergency room physician and director of the University of California's Firearm Violence Research Center. He says gun sales dramatically increased at the start of 2020 and remained sky high for 2 years.
Over that two-year period, we had a more than 50% increase in gun purchasing over the levels expected given the performance of the five earlier years. Best estimate is that there were an excess of 15 million firearms purchased. That's not total. That's over what would be expected given the results of the prior 5 years.
So who is buying these guns?
The demographics of gun purchasing have been changing. The sorts of people who've bought guns before are continuing to buy, but increasingly new purchasers, and in particular, first-time purchasers, women, people of color, groups who wouldn't have been heavily represented among gun buyers in the past. And there's been a lot of speculation about why that's happening. But the bottom line is people buy guns for protection. If they think they're at risk, if they don't think the police are going to protect them, if they think the police might be the source of the violence from which they need protection, they might purchase a firearm. And the tragedy is that the technology is forever. Firearms are durable products. I might buy a firearm in response to a rise in crime in my city in year X. But 20 years later, that firearm is still in my home. Maybe my kid gets hold of it. The leading source of guns used in school shootings by children come from home. The leading source of guns used in mass shootings by kids are the home. It's the parents' gun.
So it's not just sales of guns. Gun deaths and gun violence have also gone up dramatically. Who are the people who are the victims?
So it's really important to answer that question with a broad understanding of what gun violence is. 60% of deaths from gun violence in the United States are self-inflicted. They're suicide. And a majority of the people who die from gun violence are quite non-Hispanic men. And this is particularly relevant to a state like Colorado, and for that matter, the Mountain West states in general, which have relatively low rates of interpersonal violence, firearm homicide, but have some of the highest rates of firearm suicide in the country. Whether we're looking at the population level or at the individual level, on balance, increased access to firearms is associated with an increased risk of death or injury from firearms. We know that from watching what happens with individual people as they acquire firearms. We did a study years ago showing that when people purchased firearm, risk of dying from firearm suicide was more than 50 times higher than it was in the general population. And it turned out that that was an underestimate. A better study came along just in the last couple of years and showed the risk is increased by a factor of more than 100. And it was still substantially increased at 5 years out. The thing we know about gun suicide is that most often it's an impulsive event. There's a life crisis, loss of a job, loss of a relationship, maybe too much to drink over that life crisis, and recourse is made to whatever weapon is at hand. If that weapon is a firearm, 90% of the time, almost, an attempt at suicide is going to have a fatal result. If there's no firearm, if I reach for a bottle of pills, 90% of the time, the outcome of that event is survival. So the technology makes a huge difference.
It's interesting because, you know, sometimes you wonder, are guns the symptom or are they the root cause of violence? But what you're saying is that it doesn't matter because they are so dangerous that they're changing the entire equation.
Yes. One of the myths about the United States is that we are somehow an inherently violent society. There's a lot of violence in our origin story. There's a lot of violence in the the stories that define American character, the story of the cowboy, the story of the soldier. I get that. I grew up in that culture. But we are not inherently a more violent society. Our rates of assault are on a par with those of other wealthy industrialized societies. Our rates of homicide are off the, well, they say off the charts. You have to extend the chart to make room for our rate of homicide. The difference is we have access to a technology that changes the outcome.
Dr. Winnemute, thank you so much for talking with us.
A pleasure.
Dr. Garen Winnemute directs the University of California's Firearm Violence Research Center and is a physician at the University of California Davis Medical Center.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.